All right, I'm going to call to order the Berkeley Lake, City of Berkeley Lake Planning Zoning Commission meeting for July 11th, 2023. It is 7:15 p.m. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any approval or changes? Any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
Motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Sorry, we're going to last week's. Approval of minutes for June 13th, 2023. I looked through them, but I wasn't here, so I'm not going to.
You mean May 9th, 2023?
No, June 13th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I have something wrong? No, I was looking at the wrong. We're good. Okay.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Second. Aye.
All right, there being no old business, we'll move on to new business. Planning zoning variance 23-07, 142 Lake Shore Drive. Variance pursuant to section 78-141, expansion of non-conforming structure. Public hearing. Has everyone had a chance to look through that variance request?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so let's, Brad, do you have anything you want to say? You want to step up? If you would, just introduce yourself and your address for the record. And then what I'd like you to do is, if there's anything you want to talk about that isn't, that you didn't already put in writing, because we've all read through it. So anything else? After that, we'll just ask you questions.
Okay. Brad Horrible at 142 Lake Shore Drive. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for your time. The letter of intent lays it out pretty clearly, I think. The impetus for this home expansion of about 1,100 square feet, and our goal to not make the non-conformities worse. We went back and forth with the architect quite a bit over the last about 6 months, and really nailed down the numbers and worked with Lee to make sure that, especially the impervious coverage is important to me. You guys know I'm a civil engineer, and so stormwater is 60% of what we do at my office. And so protecting the lake is important. And you can see in some of these bullets in the letter of intent that because of the demolition of some of the impervious, we're able to reduce the lot coverage, which is a nonconformity. And the other nonconformity is the front building setback, which we're also increasing the front building setback to get closer to that 65 feet. I think I lay out in those next five or six bullets the whys on this home expansion. Our home was built in 1957 and added on to over the years, and those piecemealed additions have some design constraints. And so, some of those things are, there's not much storage in our home, holiday decorations and things like that. And then obviously doing some things for my daughter, Lily, who, her play area is behind our couch right now in our living room. So giving her and her friends an area to have a playroom. And so I don't want to go into too much detail because that's kind of laid out in the LOI, but respectfully request approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions you all have. And George, one thing, the rain barrels, what I was able to do is reduce the impervious. So instead of artificially changing that impervious number with rain barrels, I was able to decrease that lot coverage. Thank you all.
Brad, I do have one question, just to confirm. So the front setback, you're actually increasing the setback by 0.8 feet. Is that because of the eaves, basically?
That's right, yeah. You know, I know it's not a lot, but I'm trying to get closer to code, yeah.
I had one question too.
Yes, sir.
In your map of the existing house, you show a laundry room. In your verbiage and in your second plan for your new addition, you talk about adding a laundry room.
What we have now is kind of a laundry closet.
Okay. I mean, so it's really just increasing the footprint of the laundry room.
Yeah. So downstairs in the basement, there's essentially, I think it used to be a coat closet, and so there's stacked washer and dryer.
I hadn't been in the house, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is the plan there is to have, as we connect the garage to the main house, for, you know, one thing I think of every night when my wife and daughter come home is going outside to get back inside just concerns me. And so that area, kind of twofold, it's going to provide a little laundry room for us to move out of that laundry closet and then just give us a little more peace of mind.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any concerns?
You know, when I originally was looking at this, I was a little concerned about the increased roof height. But then I drove by the property, I looked at your pictures, I see that the way that the lot is sitting, it's below the street. So I'm really not concerned about that anymore. And I did see how you made the note in there, but it was better when I could actually visually see it.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the Hobel's request.
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes.
Thank you all very much for your support and help.
Just so you know, I will send a letter to you, and obviously you still have to go through the permitting process. A lot of people, I think, feel like they come here and then they just start construction. I know you know better than that, but
we'll be back in and discussing that probably in the next 2 months.
Sounds good. Okay, and just to be, the other situation I want to bring up, because I think this comes up sometimes, there is an expiration on variances, so just don't wait too long to pull that permit. So,
what is the expiration?
12 months.
Yep, it'll be sooner than that.
Good. Can I just make one note? Thank you for doing what you can to get as close to code as you could. It sounds like you went through multiple iterations. We appreciate that. It makes our job a little bit easier too.
Thanks for saying that. I put some time into it and some thought behind it, so appreciate you saying that. Okay. All right. Thank you all.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. The next item, new business, administrative variance 23-06 for 828 Valley View Lane. This was a little odd. Just, I don't think I've seen a house so far outside the normal. I don't know if you guys have looked at this picture. I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, they haven't seen it. Okay.
So, and just so y'all know, the only reason we do this is the code requires it. It's just to make them aware of every administrative variance that gets approved.
Understand?
Yeah. You can go through.
We never used to, but I'm glad we do it now.
Yeah.
Because I just, so I'll show you guys this picture. So here's the buildable area on this lot. This house was built a long time ago, almost outside the whole buildable area. So here's the buildable area inside the dashes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the house out here. Right, so it's really close to the road.
Approximately, you think? Long time ago.
I think I had that.
I think it was the 80s, actually. I don't know that it was as long ago as I remember.
Oh, yeah, it says the 80s.
Yeah, okay.
But it was built 31 feet from the street edge at its closest point.
Everything on that street is hard to deal with.
So almost the entire house is in front of, actually it is, except for the back deck. The entire house is in front of the front setback line. And then the deck goes across it into the buildable area. all right? And they've got the deck and everything, and they just want to enclose it. And so they're far, far away from the rear setback and everything, so okay. I didn't have a problem approving that. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
All right. So who was that?
Nick.
I thought it was Nick. He looked different to me. I said, hi, Nick. He didn't respond. okay. I suppose I should have asked, was he here?
He was.
He was here in support?
He owns
yes.
the... I think just as an interested party.
Interested
okay.
party.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should have asked
him
if he...
I'll explain later.
Okay. I should have asked him if he wanted to make any comments.
I think he maybe knew that he could. I don't know.
He was waiting to make sure he understood the variance request, and if he understood it the way he thought he did, he was not going to have a problem with it.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I talked to him today, too.
Okay.
So I think he knew this was his time to come and speak if he wanted to speak. I think he was just here.
I would never be insulted if you guys kind of brought that stuff to my attention. I should have at least asked him.
He's been here long enough to know how to do these things.
Yeah, I know. Okay, there's no citizen comments. Anything you guys want to talk about during our discussion session?
No, unfortunately, I will be gone. Well, no, fortunately, I'll be gone for 6 weeks, and so I will miss the comp plan. But
second steering committee meeting, yeah.
Okay.
And I think the open house, too.
Yes.
So just so you all, the two of you know, so both Rand and George are sitting on that steering committee,
okay.
Representing really the Planning Commission. I mean, that's their role. I mean, they're also interested in citizens, obviously, but, right. You know, it's nice to have commission members participating in that process. There is an open house on August 26th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 12, and it coincides with the electronic recycling day, so you can sort of kill two birds with one stone. I also have a postcard I'm going to run up and grab for y'all that has our QR code for the survey. We're really looking for good participation on the survey, and it has a reminder about that open house date on the 26th. So just trying to get as much participation as we can. As y'all know, that just is, the more that we hear from folks, the better the plan's going to be. So
I started it, got partway in, and I got tired.
The survey?
Yeah.
Damn. It's not that long.
I know. I got about eight into it.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you time it wrong.
Yeah, if you time it wrong, I can see. Give yourself 15 minutes or so, maybe. Yeah.
And my apologies for messing up last month. I just completely messed up my days. And I normally put it on my calendar, and I get about 18 reminders, and I never stuck in my calendar. So anyway, sorry about that.
It all worked out.
Yep.
I tracked George down.
Were you doing the same thing? Or?
Well, pretty much, except I was so tired. You know, I just kind of was watching TV or thing, and next thing I know, it's Lee trying to get a hold of me, and every which way. I think I saw like smoke, smoke blankets, and
mess. Yeah.
Just about.
Well, part of it is that even George saying he's going to be here is kind of iffy. He says, I plan to be there.
That's right.
do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So there ended up not being a variant.